بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners, another episode of this program, Al-Arabiyyatu Lil-Jami', Arabic for all. And in this program we are learning the language of the Qur'an, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the language of the dua and the sahaba, and the language of the hadith and salah. We make intention, inshallah, in the beginning of this program, we are learning so that we can understand better the Qur'an, understand the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we can reach, inshallah, a good stage in developing our khushu' and salawat as well. So, inshallah, we are studying from the Noble Qur'an, so it's an honor for us and a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us for when we are learning the kalam of Allah and the words of Allah. Many benefits, of course, comes through that. And today is a general revision, so our students can call right from the beginning of the program. Our engineer for today, Brother Salim, inshallah, will be taking your calls. 011-854-1548. You can start dialing. If you're not amongst the students of Al-Arabiyyatul Jami', you still got a chance, inshallah, to register with us by just giving your name and your telephone number to our engineer. And he'll give you a student number. You will be coming with this student number. You don't have to repeat your name every time, but just mention your student number, inshallah, when you come on. It's important that we interact and we practice our Arabic language, and whenever we don't practice anything we have learned, we will forget it. So that's why we made every second program, inshallah, for us to learn the Arabic language and practice the Arabic language and revise on whatever lessons we have studied in the past. So our students are invited to call in right from now, inshallah, till the end of the program, till the end of the Arabic program. 011-854-1548. And we have achieved, alhamdulillah, great development when it comes to learning or teaching the Arabic language through the airwaves. This program now for over 10 years, alhamdulillah, or even more than that. And our students, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as thanking the students also who are being punctual in trying to learn the Arabic language with us in this program. So, alhamdulillah, we see a good improvement in our students learning and speaking the words and the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also learning the dialogues, the important dialogues which they might need if they get in contact with the Arabs, or go to an Arab country, going for Umrah, going for Hajj. So when we see this, we really feel happy that this has happened just through the radio, just through the airwaves, and we got students, over 300 students, not all of them active, but those who are active, alhamdulillah, we are happy with them, and wish that the number increased as well, inshallah ta'ala. Right, we're waiting for your calls. Let's take the first one. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Man anti?
175.
هل تعلمين كم درجة لديك؟
209 شيخ.
209 بالعربي. بالعربي.
نعم.
بالعربي كم درجة بالعربي؟
209.
209 ممتاز. حسنا. السؤال الأول وهو سؤال خاص بالقرآن الكريم. أسألك من سورة البقرة. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول: قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين. ما معنى الجاهلين؟
الجاهلين is a how do you say it now? جاهلين
it's جاهلين مفرد جاهل. جاهل المفرد جاهل. And والجمع جاهلين أو جهال أو جهلة. كل هذه تعد جمعا لكلمة جاهل. لدينا جاهل، جهال، جهلة، جاهلين، كلها جمع لهذه الكلمة جاهل وهي مفرد.
جاهلين is
from جهل، الجهل. العلم يرفع بيوتا لا عماد لها، والجهل يهدم بيوت العز والكرم.
Gave me so many.
No, I'm just giving you some clues to it. Juhal or jahilin is a plural of jahil. Plural of.
Actually, bad people, Sheikh. I don't know how to say.
No, not bad people. Jahil is ignorant.
Ignorant.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You missed this one. Let's move on. قالوا ادعوا لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي. ما معنى يبين؟
يبين in between.
No, not ليس بين ولكني أسأل عن يبين. I'm not asking about بين, which means between, but I'm asking about the verb يبين. يبين بيان.
What has been taught to them. يبين.
يبين in a present tense form. أنا أبين لك. بين لنا هذا. سأشرح لك هذا في بيان.
What has been taught to them.
It's near but not taught. Near from that but not taught. It's a different word.
Like with clear signs or argument. Bayinat signs.
Bayinat signs, you are close. Signs. You are very close now. Because
clear
you,
signs.
Clear, yes. Clear signs is bayinat. Bayina is a clear sign, which is one word. Taking from the same root word, bayina, yubayinu. But yubayin, it means to clarify. Yubayin means to clarify. See, you said bayina means clear sign, yes? Clear sign. Yubayin, clarify. To clarify. Bayan, clarification. And also a statement. All these are meanings for bayan. Also also a hadith or some speech that's called bayan as well.
Okay.
Alright, you missed this word as well.
Okay.
Let's move on. The plural of baqara. قالوا إن space تشابه علينا
بقرة.
Yeah, بقرة the singular. I asked you for that. I asked you, I said the plural of بقرة. بقرة is a singular. I'm asking for the plural. جمع. جمع بقرة. Say again.
باكر.
Not باقر. No, not باقر. It's close but not باقر. You need to pronounce it correct. There are actually three different plurals for this word. Baqara.
Bikrun.
No, not Bikrun.
No.
It is Baqar. Qalu inna al-baqara tashabaha alayna. Baqar means cows. Baqar, cows. Right? Yeah. Then there is also Abqar. Abqar also is a plural. Abqar, Baqar, Baqarah, Abqar. And there is Baqarat also. Baqarat, Jam'u, Mu'annas, Thalim. Mu'annas, Thalim, Baqarat. While Jam'u, Taksir, Abqar. And Baqar. Okay, you got this one? Let's move. You missed this one? So you missed this question totally. Let's move on now to the words. Ma ma'na ghurfa?
Ghurfa.
These are the dialogue words, important words. You need to understand these words and memorize it very well. غرفة. غرفة الجلوس. غرفة الطعام. غرفة النوم.
Kitchen.
Kitchen is مطبخ.
غرفة is a room.
Room, yes. غرفة is a room. Correct.
Yes.
Let's move on. ما معنى سمك?
Fish.
ما معنى عصير?
عصير, juice.
ما معنى the verb يستخدم؟ أنا أستخدم الطائرة. أنا أستخدم الكرة. أنا أستخدم يستخدم. Very important verb يستخدم. استخدم يستخدم. You will miss this word. It looks like you missed this word. Yastakhdim means to use.
To use.
Yes, yastakhdim. Very important verb. Please write it down. Yastakhdim, to use. Ana astakhdim, I use.
Okay.
One last word. Ma ma'na yaqeen?
Yaqeen. How do you say that? Able to know.
No.
يقين.
أنا لدي يقين بالله. يقين في الله.
في faith in Allah.
Faith, true faith.
True
or
faith.
Conviction in Allah. I'll consider it correct. You got one word, one point for this question. Let's move on now to the grammar question.
Okay.
ما هو مؤنث أحمر؟
حمراء.
ما شاء الله. مؤنث حسن.
حسينة.
Excellent. ما شاء الله. You get 1 point for this question.
شكراً جزيلاً.
So all together is two points. That's my, now the last question, and that is the this is. No, I already asked you. Now the three questions that I asked you already. So you got 2 points.
Okay.
I'm just adding to you. You said you got how many? How many?
2 points, yeah.
You asked your number.
175.
And how many points you got? So.
2 points. Points. 209.
No, I've got here 213. So I will add to be 215.
Oh, shukran
jazeel. Okay, jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum. Man anti?
260.
260. Kam darajatu ladayki?
I'm not sure. I think it was
128. Is it correct?
132, I think.
132. Okay, I'm fixing it here. 132.
Okay.
Now, the first question is a Quran question.
Okay.
You ready? قَالُوا دُعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنُ لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا. مَا مَعْنَى مَا لَوْنُهَا.
What is its color?
What is its color? Excellent. تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ. مَا مَعْنَى النَّاظِرِينَ.
The onlookers.
Those who look at it. Okay, excellent. Let's move on. The next question, also we stay in the Quran still. ثم قست قلوبكم. What is the meaning of this word, of this phrase? ثم قست قلوبكم.
Then hardened your heart.
Your heart became hardened after that. Excellent, sister. You get the 2 points for this question. Let's move on now to the dialogue's words. What is the meaning of farmer? A farmer.
مزرع.
مزارع. You close, so I'll consider it correct. مزارع أو فلاح. مزارع أو فلاح is a farmer. Okay, the next word. ما معنى اجتماع. 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 معنى اجتماع. يجتمع. أنا أجتمع. It's taking from, just try, it's taking from the word yajma, jama'a, jumu'ah.
Ijtima'a
like
gathering.
Yes, ijtima' is a gathering or a meeting.
Okay.
Write it down. Ijtima' gathering or a meeting. You see, once you get the root word, you can get the word and you can get the meaning of it, or even come closer to the meaning of the word. So it's very important that we know the root words or the root verbs in Arabic. You'll get quickly, you'll understand the meaning of the word. So ijtama'a means to meet or to gather, and ijtima' is meeting or gathering. Okay, let's consider it correct. Ma ma'na miskeen. Miskeen.
Miskeen, needy.
Needy, very needy. Not just needy, it's very, very poor person. That's miskeen. Okay, last word for you. Ma ma'na fil masa'.
In the evening.
In the evening. Excellent. 2 points for this question. Let's move on now to the last question. And in the last question, I'm asking you to arrange the following and make a sentence. That's a grammar question. Arrange the following and make a sentence. العطر تستخدمه الذي جميل. 4 words. العطر تستخدمه الذي جميل.
الذي استخدمه.
Not correct.
No.
I'll give you another chance.
Okay.
You get it. Al-itru If you start it correct, you will follow correctly. العطر تستخدمه الذي جميل. If you're going to make a sentence, try to give me the meaning of the sentence first in English.
The perfume that you are using is beautiful.
Excellent. So you said the English correct. Now translate this to Arabic. It's simple.
The perfume that you are using.
Yeah, the perfume.
العطر.
Yes.
تستخدمه.
Say again. العطر.
The perfume. Oh no no no. العطر.
Excellent, excellent. MashaAllah, that's it. العطر الذي تستخدمه جميل. Wonderful. You get 5 points, student number 260. Now you've got 137. JazakAllah khairan for that. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum
salam wa rahmatullah. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Man anti?
Khamsi.
50 كم درجة لديك؟ Remember؟
No, I don't think so.
200.
Somewhere in 200 and something, I don't know.
218. You know, student 175 is very close from you. She's 215, you 218. Okay, let me ask you the question from the Quran first. ما معنى الأنهار؟ الأنهار. It's a plural.
Anhar is rivers.
It's a plural of?
Of river.
Yeah, river, that's in English.
Nahar
in Arabic, yes. وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَرِيق. ما معنى فريق؟ أفتطمعون أن يؤمنوا لكم وقد كان فريق منهم يسمعون كلام الله. فريق. What's فريق؟
I'm not sure. Fariqun is, wait. Group.
Group, yes.
Of, yeah.
It's a group or party or section. That's Fariq.
Yeah.
Or team also. If it's used with soccer, you will say Fariq al-Kura, the soccer team. Okay, you get it. You got it. Yeah, let's move on. ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما عقلوا. من بعد ما عقلوا. What does it mean of يحرفونه?
They distort
the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after they heard it. Excellent. Now the next one, you still two questions
one
here.
One more.
Yes.
One more.
وَإِذَا خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ. What is the meaning of the word يُحَاجُّوكُمْ?
They will argue
with you. Taking from that also the word حُجَّة, which means an argument or a proof or evidence. Okay, that's hujjah. Hujjah. But yuhajjukum is a verb to argue with you. They will argue with you. Okay, you get the 2 points here.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next question. That's the dialogue's words. ما معنى وظيفة الترزي؟ ترزي. ترزي أو خياط.
Taylor.
Excellent. Terzi or khayat is tailor. ما معنى وظيفة النجار؟
النجار is a carpenter.
Carpenter. And ما معنى يذبح؟
To slaughter.
One more word. كل شيء.
Everything.
ما شاء الله. You get the 2 points here also. So 4 points. Let's move on now to the last question, and that's the grammar. Ready for the grammar? Choose the correct word. سننطلق في المسجد أو الصباح أو الشجرة. Close the brackets. إلى المدرسة. سننطلق في. Say again. سننطلق في المسجد أو الصباح أو الشجرة إلى المدرسة.
الصباح.
في الصباح. Excellent. سننطلق في الصباح إلى المدرسة. 5 points for you. You now 223. JazakAllah khairan. Alaykum salam. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. This one dropped. Any other calls? Okay, my engineer says there's no more calls. And we are 5 minutes before the news. Let's see if we If you can give another chance to another caller. If there are callers, maybe we'll wait for another minute to see. And this is actually the beauty of the Arabic language. We said that you won't lose anything when you are trying and following with us, learning this program, learning the Arabic language. We're learning from the Quran. Many of the vocabs will come again and again and again. Many of the sentences also will come again. Whatever we studied, we'll study again. We revise always. So you won't miss anything, inshallah, by just joining us at any point in the year, learning with us the Arabic language and practicing with us the Arabic language. You just need to be punctual. You just need to prepare a notebook and write down whatever we say. We promise you, inshallah, you will learn a great deal of the Arabic language, or at least be able to speak and be able to understand many of the vocabs of the Quran if you are following up with this program. All what you need to do is just to give your telephone number and your name to our engineer and take a student number, which will be your ID when you come here to this program every week, inshallah, at the same time. All right, we're still waiting. Maybe giving it another minute if there is anybody who wish to join or to ask questions or even to revise with us and enter the competition. This competition is actually is mainly not for the points or for the rewards, or but it's just mainly to encourage one another to learn more and to come and to see where are we standing when it comes to the Arabic language. So our students, inshallah, are taking the great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for participating. I'm sure there are many who are watching, who are listening to us, but doesn't want to be students or doesn't want to be maybe coming live on air, but they are just listening and learning. It's fine as well, but we just prefer that you interact and practice your language so you don't forget whatever we studied, inshallah ta'ala. And during the days of the week, you can still practice it with your family, practice with your friends, whatever you have learned, try to practice, try to pronounce correct. This is how you're going to learn any language, not just the Arabic language, any language. If you learn as much as you can from vocabularies of any language, you will be able, inshallah, to understand and speak this language. All right, with that, we came to the end of our program for today. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening to العربية للجميع. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.